This is the Lunch Bite with Ian Bess.
It gives me great pleasure now to welcome on the line over Skype, Gus Silber. Gus, it is so great to have you on the line. It would be amiss of me to ask, where are you? Are you in the living room, the lounge, or in the garden?
Thanks, Ian. Well, I actually work from home, and I've worked from home for quite a few years now, so I'm in my study, which is my usual place of work. So it's not terribly much different to me.
Okay, Gus. So I was going to ask you how are things going, but I think you've asked that question. But maybe if we look a bit broader, Gus, what do you make of this whole situation that we find ourselves in?
You know, I think actually I was speaking to someone this morning about it, and this person I spoke to had a really bright and upbeat attitude about it, and was kind of saying to me how for him it's actually a gift. It's kind of a time free of other distractions. It's a time of absolute quiet. It's a kind of a sabbatical for the world, actually. It's an opportunity to reflect. It's an opportunity to kind of get things done that you wouldn't otherwise able to. It's a kind of forced sabbatical. We don't have a say in it, unfortunately. And it's scary on the one hand. On the other hand, I don't think it's going to come again, hopefully, in our lifetimes. It's a once in a lifetime experience that we're slowly having to get used to.
That's an interesting point that you make, Gus, is that this is a once in a lifetime opportunity or we're making history. My daughter actually commented, she says, Dad, you realize we're living through history. And I corrected her and I said, we're actually creating history. And it's kind of like, we're almost changing gears or we're almost going into a new paradigm. And I think many of us, I'm not saying many of us, I think all of us are adverse to change. So change is very, very strange. And I was reading your book, and we're going to chat about your book in a sec. But the one thing that I loved about it was that, you made a comment which goes, and I'm going to read it, and I'm quoting you. You said, a few years ago, I wrote a few words and posted them to Facebook, and then a few more and a few more. And today I find, to my surprise, that I've accidentally written a book. And what I loved about that, Gus, is that sometimes things happen by accident. And I almost think that this is a time where we all will find deep inside of us the courage to fail fast. I'd love to get your views on that, because you said you went on this journey and you really didn't intend to write a book. How do you see the future of taking more chances, not because we want to, but because we have to?
Yeah. So in my case, because I'm a work from home freelancer, I kind of use social media as a way, I suppose, of staying connected and as an antidote to the drudgery of a lot of the other stuff that one has to do. And I've come to realize, and this is another lesson from the times we're going through, that thank goodness we have the internet, because that's allowing us to connect with each other in very interesting and innovative ways. We're kind of chronicling our lives day by day, post by post. We're able to share what we're doing online. Thank heavens we're not isolated as we might have been, you know, if this had happened 20 years ago or so. So one of the lessons is, I think, make use of technology in interesting and creative ways and share with other people what your thoughts are and what you're doing. And in that way, I think there's a lot of universal good that could come out of this. You don't have to kind of go through it alone. So absolutely, this idea of just kind of doing something and taking risks and failing at it is something that we actually can now do by sharing on social media, on the internet, on other platforms, what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Gus, let's build on that a little bit in terms of the book, and explain to us a little bit more. Why did you put it together, and what was the inspiration that got you to think, well, this can actually be put into something that people can pick up and read? And I must just say, just having read it, what I love about it is that you can pick it up and you can read it just like one of the chapters, or what I call them, like more stories. What was the inspiration for that?
Yeah, well, as per that little blurb that you just read, it's kind of an accidental process. I certainly didn't set out intending to write a book. I was quite surprised when a publisher, Bookstorm, said to me that they were thinking of compiling posts into a book, and I suddenly realized that over a couple of years I'd written a huge amount of stuff, bites and stories and bits of thoughts and reflections here and there. So what I've been doing without even really consciously thinking about it is very much a traditional journalistic form, which is writing essays. And this is something that people have done ever since, you know, printing and writing have been around. But it's simply for me, you know, Facebook is a medium like any other social medium, Twitter, Instagram. It's a medium that allows you to instantly share your thoughts without any mediation. So right. That for me as a journalist is quite radical. I don't need to go to anybody and say, what do you think about this? Can you publish this? Mm-hmm. I simply publish it, and very often the feedback is instantaneous. It's within seconds mm-hmm. or minutes. It's a very different process to any other form of traditional publishing. And I think that's what I really like about it, is this lack of mediation and this instant feedback that you get.
That's great, Gus. We need to take a quick ad break, but when we come back, I'd like to ask you to share with our listeners just some of the thoughts that individuals who are sitting now down during this lockdown period can actually do in terms of helping us to become more human and human to human. So we'll be back right off this with Gus Silva.
This is The Lunch Bite with Ian Bass.
Welcome back to The Lunch Bite. It's just gone 22 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. You're listening to me, Ian Bass, and I've got Gus Silva on the line. Gus, we're chatting just before the break about how people can take positives out of the situation. And what would you recommend in terms of how individuals embrace this and bring the human-to-human aspect back into our lives?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you were saying earlier on that we have an opportunity to actually create history rather than think of history as something that happens to other people. Because we have the technology, it's possible for anybody now to document their day-to-day lives in very interesting ways. And I think if you look at archaeologists of the future, are going to be fascinated by this period we're going through. And you can either do this on social media, you can post on Facebook, you can post on Twitter, you can shoot images around your lockdown environment, and you can document your thoughts, whatever they might be. You can do this entirely privately. You can keep a little journal for yourself, and it can be a pen and paper journal, it can be an online journal. But the fact that we now are able to kind of universalize our thoughts, because millions and millions of people around the world are going through this exact same thing, which is absolutely unique. There's never been an opportunity before where we're all kind of in the same boat. And I think people who now kind of put their thoughts onto paper are leaving a legacy that will be fascinating to future historians. You don't need to think of it in those grand terms, but simply day by day, what were you feeling today? What did you do today? How did you manage to get through lockdown? What's the family environment like? And it's not just writing. A lot of people I see are videoing themselves dancing, and they kind of turn into their creative instincts. They're picking up a paintbrush, they're picking up pencils, and they're doing all sorts of things that they may not have thought themselves capable of doing because they've now got the time. So I would say chronicle your day-to-day life and explore your creative instincts, no matter how uncreative you may think you are. Let them come out, because there's never going to be another opportunity like this.
And I guess these are going to be fantastic stories that we'll, please God, one day tell to our grandchildren and great-grandchildren of we lived through this. And I guess that's very much about being in the moment and taking everything day by day. And I really love just coming back to your book, Gus. I first of all wanted to ask you which were your favorite stories. And I know that's a bit unfair because you wrote the book, but I have a few. Is there one that stands out for you that you really enjoyed writing?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, journalistically, last year when the Springboks won the Rugby World Cup, and they announced that they'd be doing a tour of various cities, I thought to myself, well, I'm definitely not going into the Joburg CBD to see them. It's going to be absolute chaos. I think I'll stay and I'll watch it on social media. But then I thought, let me go and have a look. And that, right. I kind of hung around there for a while, and I just kind of reported on that as a Facebook post, took a huge amount of pictures, and that for me was like a fantastic South African experience. Mm. In retrospect, you know, I kind of really missed the fact that we were able to do that. Just go onto the streets and kind of, you know, be normal. But that was one of my favorite stories.
That's awesome. And I think it's something that everybody can resonate with. And one of mine, and I'm going to share one of mine that I really enjoyed is, and one thing, just chatting to the listeners now, one thing that you'll love about Gus's book is the way that he, that he writes it. And Gus, that's like just amazing how you use your language. And the one that I loved the most was the one that you wrote about your dog Pinky, you know, and I think everybody that has a dog I want to just read the last part of that. It goes like this. But anyone who has ever had a dog in the household will know that the bonds run deep and strong and the memories live on, because we live out our lives in dog years and dog years. Whether you're a dog or a dog's best friend are the happiest years of them all. And I think that for all of us, that sums up where we're going through now. Like I'll be honest with you, you've worked from home, Gus, so you know, and I've worked from home for a little bit, but I wonder if our listeners out there are getting the same thing, that you're not just bonding with your family, but you're bonding with your pets. And I think if I look at my dogs at the moment, they're as confused as I think anyone, because it's like, I read it, and I don't know if it was satire or if it was just some urban legends, but I heard that a dog had sprained its tail because it was wagging it so much. So,
true story, absolutely true. Yeah.
True story, and just like listening to things, is that we don't always have to look at things from a negative frame of reference. We can always articulate them in a way that we want to see things. And what I read is you've written about a lot of things that we all experience. They're day-to-day experiences. I know you talk about stuff. One of my daughter's favorite shows is Tully's Wedding. You know, Tully's Wedding, that's on Showmax. And just watching that and reading that, I had a giggle. And I think for me, not only does it help us to see things from a different perspective, Gus, but it also helps people to not always look at the negative. And how do you keep yourself positive waking up every day and being inspired to write something or see something differently? What are the tools that you use to keep yourself positive and optimistic?
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing is, like most journalists, I'm actually at heart a bit of a cynic. But at the same time, I suppose I would describe myself as a positive cynic.
Right.
But I think it's really a question of seeking some kind of universal connection, even subconsciously. So when you set out to write something, no matter who you are and no matter why you're doing it, at some other level, you are touching on other people's experiences. That's really the power of writing. And that's why it's such a good exercise for anybody who wants to give it a try. But I think it comes down to what is interesting in the world, what's interesting around me, what's interesting that's happening beyond the here and now. And kind of looking at a way to contextualize it and put it in perspective. So I'm not really I very rarely write directly, for instance, about the political environment that we live in. I prefer to look at the smaller things, the smaller details of everyday life, and to kind of fit those into the current life we're living. And I suppose out of that comes some kind of positive energy, but I don't really consciously sit down and think, let me be positive. It's just something that comes as you write. And of course, social media allows you to almost write without thinking too much about it. So you write something in a few minutes, whereas something that you write for publication in print or in a book will require much, much heavier, detailed introspection, research, etc. But I just like the idea that this universe we live in and the power of technology allows us to have instant kind of connections with each other. No matter where we are, no matter who we are culturally, where we come from, that for me is really powerful. And I suppose that for me is where the positive aspect of it comes in.
Gus, that's awesome. It's a great note to leave it on. Before I let you go, if listeners want to get hold of your book, where is the best place to get it? Can you get it online?
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, bookstores are obviously closed now, but
yeah,
it is available online. Yeah, on all the major online services, Amazon, Kobo, etc. It certainly is available as an ebook.
Fantastic. I will post that also. I'll post the links directly onto our website. We've been chatting to Gus Silver about his awesome new book called Electric Graffiti. If you're looking for something to inspire you and some really good reading that's easy going, I suggest you read it. Gus, take care. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, you too, Ian. Thanks very much.